churches in the area before they had this founding of this church, because they were, although, what was it, was Mr. Bantrick at that meeting? Talking about the hills, people on Hillside calling the people down Gales Creek, what did they call them? Something about, not
it was around that tape that I played.
Yeah.
Mr. Marble told about it. Wasn't he, was it Edens, I think?
Something like Edens.
I think so.
People on Gales Creek, Edens, and the angels lived up on the hillside, that's the idea. So maybe they didn't have a church before that, but it seemed like it.
Well, they must have had some kind of meeting. Yeah, I think so.
Right. That's fine.
Yes.
Well, Nancy brought some maps, and Smitty brought some maps, donation land bank maps, and there are a good many pictures there for you to look at and enjoy, so nobody else has anything.
I'd like to say something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's mentioned about the Primitive Baptist Church in Gales Creek or not.
No, we didn't have any. That'd
be the first church. Excuse me, I got a problem. I said, well, that's the first church in Gales Creek, the Primitive Baptist Church. It's set right up on the bridge, turning up to Soby Springs, or up the cemetery. It's set right on that corner there. There's no brown church. That's where my granddad, David Lilly, preached. That's where he had it first, started preaching at Bond Grove. And they built this church down there, and so he started preaching there. He preached there until his death. He got so feeble, I guess he had to sit down and preach part of the time. And when he passed away, there's another preacher coming there with the name of Moffat, Reverend Moffat. He come all the way from Newburgh. He go over there for the horse and stay over there a night or two, and he preached there. They just held service about once a month, I think.
The local activities up at Scranton, Timber here, if he would. What did they do here on Saturday night, Jack? Because there wasn't even a beer on the
deck.
I used to watch a wood boss from Cochran go by the corner some weekends, and he had something that if I had it now, it'd be a great scheme. It was about a 1922 or 3 red Cadillac Roadster with one of those big brown gas tanks sticking right behind the seat. Man, I thought that was an automobile when I reflect. I think probably it'd get your attention yet. Great big old wheels. And it was going down the road. Yes?
Well, this is all piercing, of course. But Dad helped build the roundhouse in 1918, which was quite a thing because timber was more or less a railroad center because they had to have extra engines, didn't they, to take the trains from there to Cochran and then on over.
That's right, he helped build the roundhouse, but I'm pretty sure it was later than that.
He also helped build the road to Cochran.
Yes, he did. He came in there just at the beginning of the Caterpillars, but they were not yet able to take care of turns and so on. He worked up there with his team.
And somewhere between about 1925 in that general area, there were over 100 students, maybe 125 students even at the grade school. And part of the time, this included high school.
Up to sophomore grade.
Right. So it was really a lot of people living there.
Well, there were a lot of jobs out there. Railroaders, loggers.
So Oregon Motor State would run a stage every Sunday night. State shivers were off for all week. Men in to work the cop. Besides that, of course, on the state front, that time of day, too.
Yeah, and in the 20s, I guess you could get an Argonian out front in the morning, and there was a traveling grocery store that came up through. I think it was a man that made staff at the banks, and they said in the army he'd been beating them all. The bugle would cut loose down by about the creek, and then we ran out quick. The shop basically from the eater, but if you compare the things you carry, first on a Dodge and then on a Grail, which is a bigger Dodge. Well, I don't mean to pick up the whole evening with a bunch of undocumented.
What's your experience?
It says about the timber area, I was through timber, but I used to go up there to buy my railroad ticket at the Law of People.
Well, the person that knows about timber is Orlando Goodman, and as far as I know, he's still remembered.
I see him downtown.
Where does he live, Ruth?
Timber.
And still in timber. Oh. Well,
he lives up there out in Castro.
Yes, same as
he had a neighbor by the name of Westinghouse. Mr. Westinghouse had a deep scar here in his forehead where Orlando's father whacked him in one of his deep point holes. I forget what they were arguing over. I think it was something about a president.
Political.
Probably. Thank you, Don.